This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Clay joins us from the Decatur Park District. It's a busy fall. I hope we get a fall. You know, like we have rain today, tomorrow, and Friday. It seems like the last couple of years we've gone directly from sort of summer to winter and then like winter to summer.
A little bit. You know, I was looking at the forecast last night and I think we've got a few rainy days here, but then long-term, the next 7-8 days, it looks a little better.
All right, so we're going to get some colors. I mean, get out and enjoy the parks and see some of the incredible fall colors.
We are. We're heading into fall. As you get out on the trail, it is just a beautiful experience to be out on that trail and see the trees starting to turn colors. So it would be a nice time to get out on the trail, of course.
All right, let's talk about some run through it all because we got a lot to cover here today. Let's head out to the Decatur Airport.
Decatur Airport, you know, we've struggled coming out of COVID, but we're seeing good numbers. We've reached nearly 6,000 enplanements this year, and folks really need to know that that jet service is unique to Decatur. We really want to keep that going. So take a look at, you know, those flights to Chicago and get out there and get on the plane and help us boost those enplanements. But it's a great bargain for Decatur, a great thing for Decatur to have for business travel, and we need to keep it up.
We saw one early at the food drive on Friday. I don't know what flight path they were on, but, I mean, it came right over Kroger, you know, down, and it was pretty low. They're cool.
That's a 7 o'clock in the morning flight. You can get out early, get to Chicago, and then folks really like that 10:20 return flight at night because it lets you go out to dinner, have some time in town before you have to get to the airport to get back on the plane to head back to Decatur.
All right, I love it, and they are very comfortable. Very good. All right. So what about the disc? You know, as people are starting, you know, to segue from outdoor recreation to indoor recreation. And I know that's been a struggle for the last, you know, 18, 20 months as well. But tell me a little bit about what's going on with the disc.
It is. Our disc professionals are looking forward to kind of getting folks back into place this fall. Right now, we've got the Triple Fit promotion going on. You can work out your way, virtual, outdoor, or in person. From now till October 31st, you can join or renew at the disc for a special rate, save over $100, and there's no joining fee. So that's one thing at the disc. And then as we head into golf, we've got Autumn Greens right now. 19 holes with a cart for $32 at Redtail or Hickory Point.
That'd be 18 unless you guys have added a hole.
Sorry, you're
that's
right.
That's okay. No, holes. I'm just maybe, you know, the 19th hole's the bar.
That's right. And then we've got junior golf starting up at the disc. You know, golf programming for golfers age 3 to 17. We've got that indoor golf room at the disc. That begins in November. And then we're heading into indoor soccer at the disc. So I was out at the soccer complex last night. We still have a lot of soccer players playing outdoors. But as we head towards the winter months here, we'll be heading indoors. So players age 3 to adult can learn the game of soccer and also help develop their skills further. There's club leagues offered at the disc as well, so check that out.
All right, go back to the golf for a minute here. The indoor golf room, is that still used? Is the technology? I mean, it seems like it's been forever since I've been up there.
It is. We've got two simulators up there. We're evaluating kind of this year where we go from here because it's maybe time to make some upgrades or go a different direction. So we're evaluating that, but we do use it for our junior golf program.
No, well, it's great for the kids. I mean, get in there and get a play. I just, it's been forever since I've done it. I haven't even thought about it. I'm glad you brought it up today. All right, you guys have Disney's Shrek the Musical coming, and so you've got auditions for that coming up.
We do. Auditions are coming up November 19th through the 21st. You know, our performing arts folks, this perform group we do with a musical every year is just one of the ways we cap off our art season. So a fantastic opportunity for kids to get involved. There's two full casts, grades 1 through 12, so two different opportunities to be part of that musical.
Okay. And then you got some workshops coming up as well in the arts area.
We do. We've got Art Club ages 10 to 16, October 15th, and Arts and Crafts ages 16 plus on October 15th. Those are at the Arts and Recreation Center over at the old Pogue Cadillac dealership over there on Oakland. And this is just another way that our arts folks have increased not only the performing arts side, but then the visual arts side. So really nice workshops to get involved.
All right. It's October. There's not anything bigger than you guys do than Boo at the Zoo this month. Tell me about how that works.
That's right. So last year with COVID, we started the registration process. And if you remember from years past at the zoo, you'd get in line that was sometimes 500 people deep. So folks really embraced the registration process last year. So we're continuing that. And COVID is still going on as well. So we're trying to be responsible and socially distanced. But, you know, that's a family tradition here in Decatur. The zoo staff go all out with decorating the zoo. And I think the animals even get a kick out of it a little bit with some of our spider monkeys participating in the zoo, things like that. So, again, weekdays, 5:30 to 8, October 15th through the 29th. And then Saturdays and Sundays, October 16th through the 30th. and on Halloween from 3 to 6 p.m.
All right, so that kicks off this Friday.
It does. It does. And the zoo staff are hard at work out there.
All right. And what are the hours? What is it, like 5:30 to 8 weekdays and then 3 to 8 on Saturdays and 3 to 6 on Sundays?
That's correct.
Okay. And so Halloween actually falls on a Sunday this year.
Is that right? That's right.
All right. And then also a number of save the dates. I mean, you're getting way too close to Christmas and Santa. I mean, I realize we're not that far off. I just want to hold on to whatever we can before we start talking about Santa.
We do. We are getting very close to Christmas here. We've got a couple neat events coming up the disc. We've got Schools Out Day Camp at the disc on October 22nd when the school's kind of out of session. We've got Parents Night Out at the disc October 23rd. So you can come drop your kids off. They can have an evening at the disc where they get engaged with some different sports and activities, and the parents can go kind of have a night to themselves. We've got the Turkey Trot November 20th in Fairview Park. Race starts at 8 a.m. You can do a 5K, a 10K run, or a 5K walk or half mile tot trot. You need to register by November 7th in order for us to get you a shirt for that. And then we head into Christmas. So we've got Santa Shuffle at the disc on December 5th. That's another one where the kids can come do a run around the track, do some other activities. Santa will be at the disc. And then Pajama Party with Santa December 11th. At the disc as well. So trees on the tees. We are getting just an enormous amount of response with a lot of folks asking when we're going to put these tickets on sale. Looks like sometime around November 1st, those will go on sale. And this is an event we started last year at Hickory Point Golf Course where we light up the trees on the golf course. We've also planted Christmas trees that different sponsors and families decorate. So again, tickets go on sale here around November 1st. Watch our website and social media. And if you're interested in the sponsorship, contact Carolee Meisner at our Park District office as soon as possible.
All right. Now, Nick, you did go to the Trees on the Tees event last year. I did not. I saw pictures and some of my family went and really enjoyed it. You thought it was just amazing.
It was an A-plus experience for my family. We made a whole night of it. We went and looked at a lot of the Christmas lights around town, including that huge display. Came over to the park at our reserve time. Had a cart waiting on us, plenty spaced out, totally safe, beautiful. And then at the end, there was hot cocoa and s'mores and all that to partake in. Santa was there taking safe pictures and dance and snow blowing and lights. It was A-plus, honestly.
All right, so the company trees or the family trees, tell me what the difference is between these two.
So the company trees are planted out on the course, and families can get these as well if they're interested. But those are $500 trees. They're live trees we've actually planted out on the course. And then they decorate. Yep, they get all the decorations and whatnot. And I'll encourage you, if you're looking to do a tree with the supply chain shortage, get out there now and get your decorations and supplies for the trees. And then family trees are $250. And this year we're going to move a lot of those into the pavilion out at Hickory, where families are a little more sheltered. The trees are a little more manageable. So again, family trees for $250. And there's other sponsorships available.
So those are artificial trees.
Those are artificial trees.
Okay. That's correct. So you can do either one.
Yep.
Okay. That's fantastic. And you can contact Carolee at 422-5911 if you're interested in any of that.
Absolutely.
All right. We'd like to blow Carolee's phone.
We do. She's excited about this event. You know, something that we scratched out on a napkin last year and then pulled it together in 42 days. I am absolutely overwhelmed with the response from the community and just blown away. We've gotten huge interest.
You got to have like new holiday traditions, right? I mean, I think it's cool. You guys, I remember when Bill called me and said, "Hey, I want to run an idea by you." And I'm like, "I think that sounds fantastic." And you know, the idea that, you know, 20 years from now there will be kids, you know, going out and enjoying this brand new tradition in Decatur, I think it's fantastic.
If we're doing it 20 years from now, Brian, the staff may kill me, but for right now, it's a great event.
Of course you will be. That's how you start new traditions. You see those old photographs of people skating in the pavilion at Fairview, and 20 years from now, they're going to show Clay running around a golf cart getting artificial trees in the pavilion.
It is.
I love it. I think it's a fantastic thing. All right, so decatur-parks.org, right?
That's correct. That's our website, and all our information can be found there.
Clay, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.